Bavakama Perikvav Mishnevav. Gates Shiyotza Mitachas Hapatish. If you have a spark that flies out from underneath the hammer and anvil, the hizik, and it causes damage, it causes a fire, catches on some flax, let's say, chayav. So the blacksmith who was doing the blacksmithing and had the spark come out, he's responsible for the damage caused to the item, to the pishtun. Gamal shayaton pishtun. Let's say you have a camel that's loaded up with flax. V'avar b'rishus harabim, and it's passing through the rishus harabim. V'nichnas pishtun o l'socha chanus, it's overburdened, so that the pishtun, the flax that's on the camel, enters into l'socha chanus, into a store. U'dolako, it becomes lit, b'neiro shalchenveni, with the flame or the candle that belongs to the storekeeper inside the store, the hidlikas abira, and it burns down the entire building. Bal hagamol chayev, the owner of the camel who overburdened his camel to the extent that the pishtun entered into the chenveni store, the bal hagamol is chayev. He's liable for the damage caused to the through the fire. He's considered the responsible party. Now, however, let's say the chenveni, instead of keeping his candle inside the store, put his candle, his lamp, outside the store. And what happened was that it got lit by a gomel that's passing by. Well, in that instance, the gomel did not need to be overburdened in order for it to catch fire, because a lit candle was outside, which he should not have left in the Rishos HaRabim, the owner of the store. So there, hachenveni chayev, the storekeeper is liable because it's his responsibility. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, Rabbi Yehuda says there's an exception to this. He says, "Bener Chanukah Potter." If the candle that the chenveni leaves outside is a ner of Chanukah, which the minig was to leave it outside in the Rishus HaRabim, so then he's potter. Then the owner of the store is potter because he's putting it in a legitimate place. Just take note here, because this is one of the very few locations in all of Mishnah that the holiday of Chanukah is actually mentioned. It's not mentioned directly. There's no Maseches Chanukah, and it's, even the laws of Chanukah are brought in the Gemara and Shabbos, not in the Mishnah and Shabbos. And this is one of the few times that the Mishnah actually mentions the word Chanukah.